Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader,
Hi,
Talk
Annie.
1260,
you know, this weekend,
KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Hello to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to another special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, coming to you from 342 East Buena Vista, the famous Witter Benner Estate, located just blocks from the Santa Fe Plaza. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners, and I hope you will join us today for a tour of this historic property, also known as the Inn of the Turquoise Bear, which sits on an acre of some of Santa Fe's nicest real estate. So come join us right now at 342 East Buena Vista, right off of Old Santa Fe Trail South, just minutes from downtown Santa Fe. Now, once you get here, you'll be able to enjoy some conversations I'll have with a variety of interesting folks, sharing some terrific refreshments, and tour this fabulous property, which is rich in history. Before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. And one of these partners of All Things Real Estate, Wynn Home Inspections, can provide you with a full range of professional home inspection services that are important to buyers or even sellers who are contemplating listing a home for sale. So for more information on Wynn Home Inspections, go to the radio show webpage on www.sfrp.com. As always, we have a lot going on with the show today, and with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at 1260 KTRC, and my very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, right here at 342 East Buena Vista, the Witter Benner Estate, right off of Old Santa Fe Trail. I want to launch into the show by welcoming Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, for a few minutes of commentary in his regular State of the Market show segment. Hello, Andrew. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you.
And we're up here on the deck, and you said it's a little chilly, but it's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's extraordinary.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm often asked for my opinion on the real estate market in Santa Fe, and I don't like to give my opinion about real estate, but I've definitely seen signs of life that encourage me to believe that there is a positive near-term future. For example, in the last week, I've had a number of inquiries about construction loans. With national homebuilders producing at a historical low, this is indeed encouraging. Obviously, these are people who will be building in the spring, but they're coming out now. I'm also now providing financing for a number of clients who are buying and moving, even though their current home is on the market but hasn't sold.
Right.
I'm convinced that Santa Fe is a perfect market for baby boomers in retirement. So even though their homes in California or Florida or Texas have not yet sold, they know the homes in Santa Fe are selling at prices not seen since the early 2000s, and that the time is ripe for taking action. As well, there was a recent Bloomberg Businessweek article which identified Santa Fe as one of the top 10 places to buy for future appreciation. The guesstimate was that the home values in Santa Fe by the end of 2014 will be up by a whopping 25% from today's level. This is indeed encouraging to me, since most of the pundits that I know of are saying that we can no longer view our homes as an investment. On top of all of this, rates are at and will probably remain for a while at historical lows. I locked a 30-year fixed-rate loan this week at 4.25%.
Wow.
And a 5-1 ARM is running 3.25%. After tax, this is very cheap money indeed. And while it will be more difficult to obtain a loan today, there is mortgage money available, and with patience and persistence and a bit of expertise from a mortgage professional like me, it can be obtained in a reasonable time frame and successfully.
Yeah, and we've talked about this on so many occasions, Andrew, not only historic low interest rates, but and you don't like to deal with loans that have points to them. I know that.
No,
you prefer not to, though that is an option out there for consumers. But the message you delivered today about interest rates staying low for a while, that's probably true, but there's no guarantee that they'll be at these historic low levels for the next 6 months.
No, they could bump up by an eighth or a quarter.
Right.
I don't think they're going to bump up by a half a percent. But on a $200,000 house, that's $25 or $50 per month.
Right, exactly.
And so today is a better time than tomorrow because we know that the rates are still low today.
Right, and inventory is high. Sellers are willing to negotiate. It's really a love fest for buyers. Well, listen, as always, Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate, bringing excellent commentary on this beautiful Sunday. And are you off enjoying the rest of your afternoon?
I hope so.
Okay, very
Thank
good.
You.
We'll talk to you next Sunday. Thanks so much. I'd like to now welcome my broker colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Nancy Chiravoga, Christina Bronco, and Jan Hamilton. Nancy, Christina, and Jan are the official hosts today here at 342 East Buena Vista, the Witter Benner Estate, and are well-known and respected realtors in our city. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
And I know Christine is on her way up here. She's, again, like a movie star, just sort of making that approach right at the last moment.
Anyway, hi, everybody.
Anyway, there's Christina Bronco. You know, before we get into the conversation about this fabulous listing, all the history that's involved with it, I'd like to ask you, Nancy, and I had Jan and Christina, we did a remote broadcast a couple of weeks ago, and I asked them the same question. But from your standpoint as a broker, I'm sorry, it's chilly up here. Auntie's cuddling herself. It is sort of cool up here on this beautiful day. But as a real estate broker, where would you say the market is right now from the standpoint of if you are a buyer or a seller, what should you be looking at and doing?
Well, I think in my personal experience, this has been quite a busy year, and I see it continuing to be busy until the end of the year. I think what's happening is, especially a lot of retired people who know that they want to make this move eventually,
right,
are starting to think that this is really a good time to do it. Even if they don't move in right away, they're ready now to actually buy properties because they realize that mortgage rates are at historic lows, as well as the prices here in Santa Fe are amazing.
Right.
So a lot of people are starting to take advantage of that, knowing that they can buy a house, rent it out for a couple of years, but at least they got in while the going was good.
Right, and the four of us as brokers recognize that Santa Fe is somewhat of an anomaly compared to other parts of the country. We don't have quite as far to go to recover from the bubble bursting. And, in fact, we are seeing a lot of traction with buyers of late. Jan Hamilton, another colleague of mine at Santa Fe Realty Partners, I know you reflected on this a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. but in the last 2 weeks, have you seen any changes in the attitudes of buyers?
Absolutely. Historically, I think fall has always been a very good buying season. And in my personal business with Christina, we've seen an uptick of buyer activity. We've had several calls regarding new listings. There is still a lot of really good energy in our market, and buyers are making their move now. So, as Nancy said, with the historically low interest rates, it's a great time to buy, and we have more inventory than we've enjoyed for many years.
Right, and just to reflect on from a personal standpoint, I have a listing in Aldea, which went under contract this past week, and the buyers are from Kansas, and they actually came back several times. They looked, like most buyers are doing these days, at, I think, every property between Aldea and downtown. I mean, there must have been hundreds, so their broker was constantly driving them around. But they came in, very nice offer. They recognized that the seller had created a good price point to begin with. Christina, from your standpoint, you're seeing, obviously partnering with Jan Hamilton on all your transactions, you're seeing the same kind of optimistic position from the standpoint of what buyers are doing?
Yes, absolutely. Jan and I just worked the whole week with a lovely couple from Virginia, and they know the market very, very well.
Right.
What we're seeing is that the buyers are very well informed. They are not rushing into making decisions, but when they see a good opportunity, they are ready to move with the transaction.
And I think maybe that's a good point. I have a buyers from Kansas. You work with some people from Virginia. We all are dealing with a lot of people from out of town. So I think the message is getting out there, which sort of underscores what Andrew was talking about Santa Fe being a good market. It's always been a great destination for second home buyers. But I think word is getting around that Santa Fe is a bargain, and so you better buy your property now. Well, let's shift gears and sort of talk for the next couple of minutes before we take a break, Nancy, about this beautiful historic place. I'm going to tease the audience and tell them that, in fact, at 12:30, the owner of this property is going to come on, and I will tell you that he is one of, well, will deliver one of the best sort of critiques of history in Santa Fe about this property. But from a real estate broker standpoint, Nancy Chiriboga, let's talk about 342 East Buena Vista, Witterbinner Estate, also known as the Inn of the Turquoise Bear. What should the listeners know about this property?
Well, for starters, I think there's probably a lot of people that have driven by this property and don't even know that it's here because it is behind some walls. But once they come in through those walls, people are astounded at just how beautiful this property is, starting with the gardens as you walk up to the property. And Robert may be telling you he's been doing quite a bit of work on the property to really just beautify it.
Right.
It's quite a unique property, probably one of the most unique properties in all of Santa Fe. And I think as a bed and breakfast, it's been doing quite well. Again, their business has gone up this year. They're even totally booked tonight on a Sunday night,
wow,
which is quite unusual. And
yes,
they have bookings all the way through next summer. So,
and especially since we're in the shoulder season,
exactly,
right now.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So all it takes is one look at the guest book of the Inn of the Turquoise Bear, and you can see how much people love staying at this property. It is really the quintessential Santa Fe experience.
Yeah. Well, and then later on in the show, Nancy, we're going to talk about how this property could also be turned into a nice family estate or compound for someone, for that lucky buyer. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here, Gino Thompson, on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. We invite all of you to come down here to 342 East Buena Vista. Very simple. Just drive right off of Paseo de Peralta. Come on up Old Santa Fe Trail. Make a right-hand turn, and you're right there. It's on the left-hand side. You'll see the big open house sign. So come on over to 342 East Buena Vista. And Christina, you're telling me what?
Until 3 o'clock, we'll be here.
And you'll be here till 3 o'clock. Very good. Well, come on over right now because 3 o'clock is just around the corner. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,400-square-foot home for sale in the community of Aldea with 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, high ceilings, plaster walls, a cook's kitchen, and fabulous mountain views. This amazing home is priced at only $439,000. To see this impressive home today, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
Amanda, age 3. Tyler, age 8. Marissa, age 4.5.
We could tell you just how many child abductions last year led to Amber Alerts, but this isn't about cold statistics. It's about saving kids.
Shaniqua, age 14.
To get free Amber Alerts on your cell phone, go to wirelessamberalerts.org. When an alert is issued in your area, you'll receive it as a free text message. Wirelessamberalerts.org. A child is calling for help. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. We are here today doing a remote broadcast from the upper deck at 342 East Buena Vista, otherwise known as the famous Witter Benner Estate, which is also the Inn of the Turquoise Bear, which is a very active bed and breakfast. We sort of frame for you why we're here today. This is a listing that my firm is offering for sale. Three of my colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners are listing it, and they will be back at the end of the show. But before I get back into conversation about the program, I want to take a moment to tell you about our friends at Westgate Properties, who specialize in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Now, Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call my friend Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134. That's 995-3134, and learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Tom was on the show last Sunday when we were doing another remote broadcast, and we are delighted that Westgate Properties has joined us as a partner of All Things Real Estate. Now, shifting gears a little bit, Gino Thompson, I want to tell you that earlier this week I had the opportunity to speak with Robin Schritter, who is the regional vice president with Hub International, about the importance of having adequate life insurance. Let's take a listen to what she shared with me. Estate, also known as the Inn of the Turquoise Bear. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, I'm actually going to introduce a very special guest who is the owner of this fabulous property, and he's going to give us a lot of history about it. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Never know. I don't think people really realize how hard it is to see your baby lying in the incubator, and there's nothing you can do. I just want to raise as much awareness as I possibly can so that no other family will have to go through this.
Every baby has a story. Tell us about your special baby at marchofdimes.com.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of KTRC's All Things Real Estate. I have a terrific 2,400-square-foot home for sale in the community of Aldea with three bedrooms, two baths, high ceilings, plaster walls, a cook's kitchen, and fabulous mountain views. This amazing home is priced at only $439,000. To see this impressive home today, call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900.
You're a small business owner, but you're not advertising. You believe that the economy is still stagnant, that consumers are hanging on to their money. You think maybe you'll spend a little on advertising once things start to pick up, but you know what? By then, it'll be too late. Your competitors will already be advertising and taking a big fat chunk of your market share. You'll have totally missed the boat. The train will have left the station, and there you'll be standing all alone on the platform, watching slack-jawed as customers pass you by. Why? Because they don't know you're there, because you didn't advertise, because you didn't think it was worth it. Every moment of every day, someone is buying something. People are shopping right this second, making choices, making purchases, and if you're not talking to them, someone else is. Advertising greases the wheels of commerce, fuels the engines of economic expansion, connects consumers with companies and buyers with sellers. Advertising. It works. Your competitors know this. Why don't you? A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau, Adweek Magazine, this radio station, and the famous Radio Ranch.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Hey, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 342 East Buena Vista, right off of Old Santa Fe Trail, just blocks from downtown Santa Fe. And it is the famous Inn of the Turquoise Bear. Before we get back into our conversation about this beautiful property, I want to tell you about my friends at Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the Sign and Graphic Solutions Company. Now, if you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing, with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then you don't have to look any further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474 4754-3551. That's 4754-3551. And let Fast Signs find solutions to all of your graphic needs. It's now my pleasure to introduce the owner of this historic property that we're broadcasting from today, Mr. Robert Frost. Robert and co-owner Ralph Bolton are the innkeepers of this famous property, otherwise known as the Inn of the Turquoise Bear, and will share with us some of the rich and interesting history of the inn. Welcome to the show, Robert.
Good afternoon, Ray. Thank you.
Listen, thank you very much for letting us actually mingle with your guests. You've got a full house here and lots of people are around, and we appreciate the guest that's staying in the room off of the deck here where we're broadcasting. I guess she and her friend left early today to go hiking to give us free access. We very much appreciate. Well, I want to start this off. You and I had an opportunity to walk through the property this past week when I came out here to scope the territory. You bought this property quite a few years ago, and you've been here from Alabama, I understand. Tell me a little bit about what brought you to Santa Fe and why you bought this property.
Well, we wanted to come to Santa Fe because, well, we enjoyed Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
We liked coming. We liked it, and we figured if we liked it, everybody else would. Wanting to get out of the business that I was in, was looking to do an inn. So we spent about a week or 10 days looking for just the property that we thought would be the epitome of what really was Santa Fe. And after about 8 days, we finally did run into this one. And we walked in, and it's just one of those things where you walk in the drive, and you stop, and you say, this is it.
Yeah. And for you, at that point, when you bought the property, you had to do a fair amount of work, though, to bring it up to where it is today, correct?
Oh, yes. The property was in pretty bad condition. It had not really been maintained for a number of years. So we, you know, redid the electrical and the plumbing and the roof and the plaster and all the major structural aspects. And 15 years later, we're still doing things.
Right. Well, I think the interesting thing about this, and you've done a fabulous job, and again, I took a tour with you this past week, and I found it astounding how you have woven in modern amenities but also kept that character, because the original property, the Witter Benner Estate, Mr. Witter Benner, was built around homes or rooms that date back to the 1880s, so there is a lot of rich history here,
yes.
Architecturally alone.
Yes, the house was started about, actually part of it was about 1850, part of the house, is our understanding, and was completed about 1930.
Mm-hmm.
And it did start around a small core of good old small adobe rooms. And our goal was to restore the house and return it to the glory of the days when Witter Benner lived here. This house was the center for the social, the political, the artistic, the literary. Visitors included people like Edna St. Vincent Millay, Willa Cather, D.H. and Frieda Lawrence spent their first night in the United States in this house.
Wow. But besides all the movie stars, too, Errol Flynn, Rita Hayworth,
and then most recently, Beatrice Arthur, Rufus Wainwright. You know, the photography school here brings in some very famous photographers that stay with us, that go up to the school up here close to St. John's. So it's a property that people just like to come to because it is what Santa Fe is.
Now, I suspect that a lot of people who come here as well, and we know this from celebrity watching experiences, some people that are famous like to come here, but they don't want to actually be known on your roster as one of those famous people, do they?
We ignore those people. They, as far as we're concerned, they are treated the same as everyone else.
Right, and you preserve their privacy.
Absolutely.
That's what they're looking for. Well, this sits on an acre of land. You've done some terrific landscaping here. Talk a little bit, Robert. By the way, Robert Frost also stayed here. You're not related to the original Robert Frost.
No, I'm not. There's a funny story about that. Witter Benner poured a beer over Robert Frost's head in this room, in the living room downstairs.
Poured a beer over his head
because Frost was just not one of the nicest guys. And so they'd been drinking pretty much all day. And
well, very different from your namesake.
Absolutely.
You are a very nice guy. I bet no one has ever poured beer over your head, right?
Hope not.
Well, at least not by on their own, and maybe
no.
Requested it. Robert, talk a little bit about how this property, though it is a bed and breakfast today, how it could be, and from your vision, seen as a property that a buyer who might want to buy could turn it into a family compound.
Well, since the house is constructed from basically, it started as two separate homes that were attached together in the 1930s. So there's one entire three-bedroom, two-bath section of the house, which is totally separate from everything else, which would make a wonderful apartment or mother-in-law's quarters or something. The room, which we call the Igor Stravinsky room, since he stayed here for the first Santa Fe offer to lend his name to get that going, was Widerbinner's guest. That was a room that's built all alone.
Uh-huh.
So it'd make a nice little guest casita.
Uh-huh.
Then the central core of the house contains, you know, the kitchen and the dining room, and the main, some of the main bedrooms would make a wonderful private family estate on that, on the west side, with Widerbinner's private study and studio attached to a large bedroom, with you know, the living room and the balcony off of the main master bedroom up here where we're sitting now.
Right.
Would just make a wonderful, wonderful place for families to live, but yet still have space for visitors without them being right into your main residence.
Right. And maybe for the benefit of the listeners, give a couple of seconds about Widerbinner himself, famous poet, but the background on this gentleman who passed away, I guess, in the mid or late 60s, is that
1968.
Right.
He was a poet, essayist, and a translator. He was born in New York City in 1881. He moved here in 1921 in this little, at that time, little three-room adobe, which was the back part of a house, which now comprises our dining room and our office, and the kitchen had just been built. And inside that kitchen contained, according to his writings, the first indoor bathroom in Santa Fe,
wow,
which is still there. He was a gentleman that just knew everyone. He was good friends with Mabel Dodge Lujan. He along with Alice Corbin Henderson, used to lead the Fiesta Parade.
Uh-huh.
Alice Corbin Henderson was about 4'11", and Widerbinner was 6'5".
Wow.
So they made quite a striking pair.
I bet they did, yeah. Interesting history about him. Well, Robert, before I let you go, any last thoughts for the listeners about, from your standpoint, having lived here, worked here, owned this beautiful property, any special one memory that you have about the Inn of the Turquoise Bear you want to share with people and invite them to come on down today? So many, probably.
There are a lot of memories. The great thing about this is the 15 years, the numbers of people that we have that we've been able to meet. But I think one of the highlights of our ownership of the property was we bought the property in 1996, and in 1998, the city bestowed upon us the city's Historic Preservation Award for that year.
Uh-huh.
And in 1999, the state of New Mexico gave us the award for the state preservation.
Wow.
So, it made all the work and all the stuff that we did and are still doing worth it.
Yeah, I bet it did. Well, those are very special designations and not handed out very, very often or easily, so I congratulate you on it. I invite you to come on down here. You can meet Robert Froth, the owner of this fabulous inn, the Inn of the Turquoise Bear. This property is on open house today, so come on down to 342 East Buena Vista. Robert, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay. Anyway, Gino Thompson, my producer, we've reached that point in the show when it's time for our Legal Minute of the Week, brought to us by the Schur, Yost & Patterson Law Firm. Now, this week, attorney Alexa Constantaris will explain why every homeowner needs a title insurance policy to protect possibly the most important investment you'll ever make, namely your property. With a title insurance policy, you as owner have an indemnity contract that will reimburse you for the loss in the event someone asserts a claim against your property. Title insurance protects against some of the most common hidden risks that can cause a loss of or encumbrance on title, including number one, impersonation of the true owner of the property, number two, a forged deed, release, will, or other instrument executed under an invalid or expired power of attorney, number three, undisclosed or missing heirs, number four, mistakes in recording and indexing legal documents, number five, deeds made by minors or made by an insane person, gosh, that doesn't happen very often, hopefully, or one who is otherwise legally incompetent, or deeds made by a person who is supposedly single but is in fact married, or even a deed that may have been procured by fraud or duress. And finally, number seven, liens for unpaid estate, inheritance, income, or gift taxes.
Title insurance for will pay for defending against any lawsuit attacking your property title, including your attorney fees and court costs incurred in defending against the claim. The title insurance company will either clear up the title problems or pay your losses. Title insurance is a unique form of insurance because it provides coverage for future claims or losses due to title defects, which are actually created by some past event. This could be an event that occurred prior to your acquisition of the property. For a one-time premium, an owner's title insurance policy remains in effect as long as you or your heirs retain an interest in the property. Now, in short, title insurance gives you the assurance that possible clouds on title to the property you are purchasing, which can be discovered from the public record, have been called to your attention. And such defects can then be corrected before you buy your property. Any undiscovered claims covered by your policy that arise out of the past to threaten your property ownership will be resolved, or you will be reimbursed per the terms of your policy. Thank you, Attorney Alexa Constantaris, for a very useful legal minute. If you have your own legal questions, you can contact Alexa at the Shore Yost & Patterson Law Firm, and their number is 989-7500. That's 989-7500. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll go into our last segment of the show, where we will continue our conversation about the Inn of the Turquoise Bear, otherwise known as the famous Witter-Benner Estate, located here at 342 East Buena Vista, right off of Old Santa Fe Trail. We invite you to come on over, enjoy some refreshments, take a tour of this property, meet Robert Frost, the owner, talk to my colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners who are listing it. So come on back. We'll be here in another minute.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Does retirement have to wait until my 70s? Is it great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream
out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@sfrp.com, and I'll answer all your real estate questions.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Santa Fe Realty Partners. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 342 East Buena Vista, the famous Witter-Benner Estate, also known as the Inn of the Turquoise Bear. In the last segment, we were privileged to have the owner of this lovely inn, Robert Frost, talk a little bit about the rich history of this property. And I'm now joined again by my three colleagues at Santa Fe Realty Partners, Nancy Cherovoga, Jan Hamilton, and Christina Bronco. These three ladies are actually listing this property today. They're going to be here today until 3 o'clock. They invite you to come on over, take a tour of the property. There are a lot of people that are milling around. You can hear them in the background. They've got some lovely refreshments downstairs. So, excuse me. Ladies, I'm a buyer. And Nancy's looking at me, where's your checkbook, right? I'm going to walk in today to the main building here at the Inn of the Turquoise Bear. And Nancy, walk me through what I'm about ready to see.
Okay, well, first as you come up the stairs, you're going to walk through just beautifully manicured gardens that just seem to go on forever. We are on close to an acre of land here, which downtown is pretty incredible.
It is.
So you have the convenience of being walking distance to downtown, yet you're in your own little very green world here. And as soon as you go up into the stairs into the main building, you are in the original building, the original house that Witter Binner originally built. As you walk into the living room, the amount of history that has gone on there is just more than I can explain.
It's mind-boggling.
It's
really
mind-boggling, but every afternoon at 4 o'clock, Robert Frost, the owner, has a wine and cheese gathering there for all the guests and talks about all the people that have stayed here and all the wonderful things that have gone on. Off of the very cozy living room with a wonderful fire always going is a nice big dining room. And in its, because it's currently being used as a bed and breakfast, the dining room is used for breakfast each morning.
Uh-huh.
Robert does a very nice homemade breakfast with made to order that's just delicious.
Right.
I've seen it.
Uh-huh. Well, you haven't stayed here yet, though, right?
I've not stayed here, but I've been here around breakfast time. It smells very good.
Uh-huh.
And they have a wonderful kitchen. So the main house is the living room, the dining room. There's a large area off the kitchen, which Robert Lee currently uses as his office. But again, as Robert talks about, everything could be configured to really make it just a residential home.
Right.
Upstairs, where we are right now, this was Witter Binner's original bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of the largest rooms in the inn, and it has this beautiful balcony overlooking the gardens and the mountains, yes. There is a beautiful mountain view. As a matter of fact, the tree that's right in front of us here is one of the highest, the tallest evergreens in all of Santa Fe.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's up there.
Yeah.
It goes way up from here. Then from the main house is a series of other rooms on both sides. Each room is named after one of the famous people that have stayed here in the past. And I don't know if Robert talked about
this. He talked about a few of them, but he didn't go through all the realms. So
okay, well, you know, we've got D.H. Lawrence, Georgia O'Keeffe, O. Henry, Ansel Adams. As a matter of fact, there are some Ansel Adams photographs around on the walls, which is quite incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Igor Stravinsky, the Spud Johnson room, which is actually, what do we call that?
hey, does Errol Flynn have his own room here?
Errol Flynn does not have his own
room. Even though he was,
maybe he didn't stay here often enough.
Well, and probably when he was here, he caused a real scene, so, you know, they probably didn't want to name a room after him. He was quite a partier, I understand, in his day.
Apparently, yes.
Yeah.
But all the rooms have their own bathrooms. They all have fireplaces. They're all unique, and they all have unique furniture that was made, that was custom-made in Mexico.
And
the room.
It's funny, when I took a tour with Robert earlier this week to sort of, again, check out the location, he was telling me that the people that stay here in the iteration of the Inn of the Turquoise Bear, it's rather eclectic. All age groups, all sorts of interests. It's well known for that, I guess, isn't it, Nancy?
Yes, it is well known for that. He has a very, very loyal clientele that come back year after year. Every time that I'm over here, the phone is constantly ringing with people making reservations. So he's got a very loyal following, and thus that's why he continues to be booked way into the future.
Now, beyond the main house, and again, we're up here on the deck on this off of his original bedroom, so you have a sort of a panoramic view of the entire property from the front. But there are a number of additional structures that are other rooms, correct?
That is correct. There is a standalone structure that is handicap accessible.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Spud McKenzie room.
Right.
Spud McKenzie. There's a room over to the right-hand side called the Shaman room. That's probably the second largest room, and it's just an incredibly beautiful room with a huge fireplace and lots of bookshelves. That was Witter Binner's original study library. So every room you go into just has its own unique history and its own unique feel. No two rooms are alike. This is not a cookie-cutter place.
No, not at all. And again, as Nancy pointed out and we've mentioned a couple of times, this is on nearly an acre of land, very close to downtown Santa Fe, which is just unheard of. So for someone who would be interested in buying this, actually I received an email, a couple of emails. Ray, not a question but a comment. I hope that a buyer can be found who keeps the historic value of the Ann Witterbinner estate in place for future generations from Betty. That's very nice. Obviously, Betty knows of this property. We're hoping the same thing, aren't we, Nancy?
Well, yes, and I think that is not going to be an issue because it is a historic property. You know, there are certain rules that apply to our historic properties here in Santa Fe. So the general feel and look of the Inn of the Turquoise there or the Witterbinner Estate will remain as is. There might be some changes on the inside, but on the outside,
it has to stay the same because it is historic.
Exactly.
And I'm just curious, because there was another email that asked this question about being able to actually build out into the parking lot area. Do you know, is that allowable?
Well, we did do our research, and we were told that an additional structure could be built, most likely over to the right-hand side of the front of the parking lot, as long as it keeps with the look and feel of the rest of the buildings,
right.
And it's just one story.
Yeah.
So it could be... it could possibly be made larger.
Or I suppose if, and Jan and Christina jump in on this, if you agree with me, if someone bought this as a family, you know, to turn it into a compound, Jan, you know, the parking lot is huge because it's now being operated as a bed and breakfast, but maybe you could put grass down there or turn it into a nice front lawn area as well. What do you think?
Yes, I'm sure that one could do that and not have as much area for parking. There are parts of this property that have been designated as historic, not just the improvements, not just the buildings, but there are some rock benches and walls around the property
really? That
the city has also designated as historic. So whoever is the lucky buyer of this property, the lucky owner of this property, will have a few things to work around. But, you know, it could be developed, and there are many possibilities.
Well, my view is that because the property is so special that whoever the buyer is going to recognize all of those things. Otherwise, they wouldn't be attracted to this. Again, maybe we ought to mention this so people know. What is the price point on this particular property anyway?
This property is currently priced at $2,750,000.
Which, for the location, the square footage of the structure itself, and the acreage, is an extraordinary price.
We certainly think so.
Well, it is. I mean, if you compared it with a lot of other things in this part of town, per square foot, that is what we would call a bargain. And again, because it opens up so many different possibilities, Christina, you're one of the listing brokers on this. I'm just curious, if that buyer was out there walking around today, what would you personally want to say to them about your special relationship with this listing that, you know, sort of translates into a reason why they might want to consider putting an offer on it?
Well, for one thing, it's so special that we really encourage and invite you to come down and look at it. It's a beautiful afternoon out there. Get out of the house, get in your car, and come downtown and come join us. You do have to experience the property in order to know. And if nothing else, even if you're not a buyer, we still invite you because it is part of history in this town of ours. So we feel very privileged to be able to represent Robert on the sale of the inn.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good way of sort of summarizing it. Nancy, any last thoughts? I got about 30 seconds before I need to close the show out. Anything you want to share with the listeners that we haven't talked about already?
Well, I would just say that if you need an incentive to get out of your house today, A, it's a gorgeous day, but B, we have a platter of homemade cookies downstairs.
Oh, gosh,
so.
Yeah. That's a good enough reason.
I'm going to bring you out.
Yeah, and there have been a lot of people coming here. Well, we want to encourage you to come today to 342 East Buena Vista. Again, it's right off of Old Santa Fe Trail and tour this historic property. Jan Hamilton, I want to thank you for letting us do the show again, and I'm looking forward to doing a show with you and Christina in another couple of weeks at another historic site in the historic East Side. Nancy Cheruboga, thanks so much for letting us do the show today from your beautiful listing. A special thank you to Robert Frost, the owner of this fabulous property, for offering some interesting history about the Witter Benner Estate. I want to thank Gino Thompson, my producer, and Colin McAdams, as always, my technician, as well as Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at Santa Fe Realty Partners for producing a fine show. Thank you for tuning in today, and please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate, so call me at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I send you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
Talk 1260, KTRC AM Santa Fe.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn.